Hi, Anton Savage here from News Talk. Now, if you're a parent, you'll know the school question comes up again and again. Where's the right fit? Somewhere that's not just about grades, but where your kids actually enjoy learning and feel part of something. Nord Anglia International School, Dublin. It's actually Ireland's only IB continuum school, so kids can start there at 3 years of age and stay right through to 18 following the International Baccalaureate, which is recognised worldwide. The school is known as a warm, inclusive international community. Kids are encouraged to be curious, to try new things, and to build the confidence that'll carry them through life. So if you're curious, have a look yourself. Head to naisdublin.com. That's naisdublin.com. Now, I hope you enjoy your podcast.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, Dermot Gavin is with me to talk about a garden I've never heard of.
I'd never heard of it until about 3 weeks ago. And it's quite incredible not to have heard of it because I was intrigued. I'll tell you who told me about it. Kerry Gardner, who is the horticultural manager of the Bloom Flower Show.
Yeah.
And I was chatting to her about something and she said, well, have you heard of Loughborough Sculpture Park, which is in a bog in County Offaly, about 20 minutes from Birr. And I said no, but immediately I was intrigued, so I started to look it up. And then last week I was near enough in the area, so I went down to see it. And it's amazing, Pat.
Really?
Yeah, just a revelation.
Okay, so it's a sculpture park, so that means there's got to be some man-made edifices in the middle of this
Well,
bog.
I suppose first and foremost, it's a bog, and it's a cutaway bog at this stage. So we know that bogs take a long time to form, and Ireland had or has plenty of them. But in this particular, how they form is vegetation breaking down over thousands and thousands of years, often sphagnum moss building up layers. But they build up at kind of a millimetre a year. So it takes, I think, about 1,000 years.
And then we harvest and do away with it in jig time.
That's what happened. That's what happened in this country, maybe for good reasons, because you come along to the 1950s and we didn't have natural resources like gas or oil or the coal reserves that many countries, including our neighbours, had. So we needed something. Ireland was a very poor country and they started to create power stations nearby, the in bogs, pretty much, and harvest the peat mechanically, but also for the horticultural industry. But it led to, or it helped with the things like the electrification of Ireland, which was great benefit. It brought an awful lot of jobs to underdeveloped areas, which was a huge benefit, but it did a huge amount of damage to the environment.
Of course, and we had the briquettes and we had railways running across the bogs to harvest all this stuff and deliver it to the factories or to the power stations. So when did the harvesting all stop?
Well, I suppose the harvesting stopped in the last 15, 20 years. The power stations were shut down. The big cooler towers were demolished. The plants were made redundant, and Bord na Móna changed their ethos and started working, creating environmentally friendly ways of producing power. Yeah. For instance, they're big on the windmill type business. So the bogs were left, and some locals, I think, in this particular area, Loughborough, which, as I say, is in County Offaly, got together. And one idea that emerged was to not only re-wet these lands, because if bogs are left to dry out, they just release the carbon that disintegrate. They're no good for wildlife. So not only to incorporate pools and lakes into the area, but perhaps create an environment for people to visit. And one of the ideas put forward was to create a sculpture park. And that's exactly what they did in 2002, I think it was. There was a symposium held and sculptures, maybe six from abroad, six from Ireland, came together and they started to produce work. But what they started to do was use the remnants of, I suppose, age-old Ireland, whatever, stones that had been carried from as far away as Galway in big glaciers and dropped in the area, but the bog formed around these stones, but also the remnants of the industrial past, so the remnants of those railways.
So there are a number of pieces, and you've showed me pictures of them. The Sky Train.
SkyTrain is amazing. Yeah, it's a wonderful soul. The SkyTrain in particular was developed by
Michael Bulfin.
His work is more about the industrial heritage of the landscape than the plants that grow there, because he had childhood memories of watching the trains go by with peat that was brought to the power station. So his piece is on a kind of half-crescent set up in a jaunty angle, and there's about six or seven carriages, and there's the engine that pulls it at the top, and it is fantastic. And just viewed, I was particularly lucky. I viewed it on a beautiful evening last week, and as the sun was setting. And this park is open 365 days a year, 24 hours a day.
Oh my goodness!
Big investment going into it. Lots of new pathways, new cycle trails, all the way around it, and new works being continually commissioned.
Now the different works, there's a passage as designed by Alan Gunahan, and that's kind of a cut corridor.
Yes, a cut corridor through the bog. There's a new one, which I actually I've put a reel up on Instagram, and it starts off with this feather sculpture, and the feather sculpture is it's Kevin O'Dwyer, and he's one of the men instigator, and he was pretty much the curator of the whole thing. He has many different pieces and a few new pieces this year. The feather sculpture is one, another sculpture of three triangles called 60 degrees is another, but the feather rests on a pool of water. It's a very simple thing, but incredibly powerful, and that is what these pieces are about. They really move you. So not only do you have this beautiful bog that's been rewilded, re-wetted, becoming a habitat for all sorts of creatures again and storing carbon, you have this great place for families to go to, open all the time, free to visit. There's a cafe there, and now you can hire bicycles.
Okay, so you got lots to see and to enjoy in the bog. Now, from a horticultural point of view, when you have this bog that has been harvested and then re-wet, what happens to what grows there? Because we know we use peat moss in our gardens to improve things.
Well, that does it improve things? Peat moss is a great growing media, but not good to use.
Okay, explain.
It's a great growing media in that it is kind of neutral, doesn't have any feeds in it, but it's a really good thing to start plants, to take cuttings. It will store quite a lot of water. Mind you, if it dries out, almost impossible to get re-wetted. It doesn't have any nutrients. You add nutrients, okay. So when you buy compost with peat moss, which we encourage people not to, or at least by reduced peat compost, they're much better. So it's a good base, and certainly it was much better from my point of view to use peat-based compost to start plants off for your garden than to burn it in a power station. Yeah. So what grows now is, well, the whole process starts again, doesn't it? So you have lots of different sedges and mosses. And when you get all of these things, birch grow in the bog, and then ash will grow, and willows will grow. So the whole system will start off again.
So it will find its own nutrients. I mean, you say that peat moss has little to encourage growing.
Little or no nutrients. It's an acidic pH, so it's good for trying to grow rhododendrons. But I would encourage people not to use it in the garden.
Very good. Jeremy Gavin, Loughborough Sculpture Park in County Offaly.
That's right.
Well worth the visit, 24 hours a day. So there you are. Jeremy, thank you very much. Don't forget, our items from today are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to on the News Talk app, powered by Go Loud. Just search for The Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.
Hi, Anton Savage here from News Talk. Now, if you're a parent, you'll know the school question comes up again and again. Where's the right fit? Somewhere that's not just about grades, but where your kids actually enjoy learning and feel part of something. Nord Anglia International School, Dublin. It's actually Ireland's only IB continuum school, so kids can start there at 3 years of age and stay right through to 18 following the International Baccalaureate, which is recognised worldwide. The school is known as a warm, inclusive international community. Kids are encouraged to be curious, to try new things, and to build the confidence that'll carry them through life. So if you're curious, have a look yourself. Head to naisdublin.com. That's naisdublin.com. Now, I hope you enjoy your podcast.